I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and joining us today from New York is Amy Stewart, the author of several books on the pleasures and perils of the natural world, including Wicked Plants.
Her latest, Wicked Bugs, is a wonderful mixture of history and science that presents insects and other invertebrates at their worst. Amy, I've got the book here in front of me, and it's very handsomely produced. Your illustrator is Bryony Morrow Cribbs. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
I just love the illustrations and the way the book is laid out inside. It's very well done.
Well, thank you. Yeah, she did copper plate etchings, which is how scientific books were illustrated 200 years ago.
Right.
It kind of gives them this sort of lurid, dangerous quality, which I was definitely going for.
And it works. And just the bright red and black warning colors on the book's cover definitely gets your attention that something is up here. As an entomologist, I noticed that you have a rather broad definition of bugs for your book.
Yes, I had to apologize to entomologists everywhere for my simple title. You know, titles have to be short and catchy. But as you know, there are many creatures in this book that are not true bugs and are not even insects at all. There are worms and all kinds of other creepy crawly creatures. So I'm definitely using the lay person's definition of the word here. But I knew I was never going to get away with being able to do wicked tapeworms and wicked spiders. I was only going to get one shot at this. So I put in everything that was even remotely interesting to me.
You did take a paragraph to recognize the importance of insects, and then you explained that you're just going to jump right in and let's take a look at insects at their worst. I know Steve has a question that he'd probably like to ask.
What startled you the most? What did you find most horrific, perhaps?
Well, you know what surprised me the most is the kind of complex life cycles that some of these creatures have. And I'm thinking particularly here of the parasites, the life cycle of the green-banded brood sac, this little tiny parasitic worm that lives in the guts of birds and lays its eggs, and the eggs leave the bird in the form of bird droppings. And in order for them to move to the next cycle in their life, they have to be devoured by a snail. They get inside the body of the snail, they get a little bigger, and in order for them to grow into adults and lay eggs, they must get back into the body of a bird. And so they push their way through the snail's tentacles and kind of wave around in the air, hoping to attract a bird that's going to eat the snail and get them back where they need to be. And people hear stories like that, and they're just like, what? I mean, how is that possible? How is that your life cycle? I mean, it's just
right.
Amazing to people. I think the main thing that I want people to remember as they read this book is that many of us really are far too terrified of bugs. There's actually surprisingly few that can do much harm, and it took some work to round up 100 or so that have been either very harmful to humans or just devastating to crops or to civilization on a large scale. I think mostly we need to lighten way up about bugs, but you can be terrified of these if you really want to.
Okay. Well, Amy, I very much appreciate you taking the time with us today on What's Bugging You.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
On October 20th, Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden is hosting a free public book talk with Amy Stewart, but you'll need to RSVP. There's limited seating. You can find pertinent links and hear an extended interview with Art and Amy on my blog post at ideastations.org/radio.